And so let's hear what God has to say to us. This is the Bible reading. It's from John, from chapter 20. And it's verses 19 to 31. And you'll remember that last week we had that amazing time, Easter, when Jesus had been killed and they put him in the tomb, and then the ladies went to see him and he wasn't there. That was only a week ago. So, John chapter 20, verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, the disciples met together even though Jesus had gone.
Yeah, but they were really scared to be seen together. They even had the doors locked in case the Jewish leaders saw them together.
But they were Jews.
And for the Jewish leaders, they were troublemakers. The leaders had Jesus killed. Chances were they would do the same to the disciples.
Just imagine what it must have been like when they were there in a locked room and Jesus suddenly appeared standing amongst them. Cue your picture. So now you should have access to crayons and pens and things as well. Just make sure that you've got at least two or three.
Oh, John's ahead of the game. Grab a few.
Would you like to take a box?
Colour or pencil, whichever. It doesn't matter, you might need both. You want a pencil as well, Shanda? Yeah. Grab some. There are some coloured ones in there as well. There's a red one, a green.
Brown?
Brown. If it's got a lead I need people to sharpen them. That's what. Just have a look. There should be some more. Is that one green? You can always grab another one. Everybody got something? All those that want it? Anybody missing a pencil that needs one?
Oh, Graham wants
it. It doesn't work. That's typical Graham, yeah. have we got any more sheets? I don't know. No, there's Aaron's. It's for display. Yeah, what? Yes. Who needed one then? You. I'll give it to Ellie. Okay. There you go, Ellie. We thought we'd had enough, but maybe we should have done another 50.
So imagine you're in the disciples and Jesus appears.
Pretty scary, I think. But when they realised who he was...
And after they'd seen him killed...
Well, then they were amazed and overjoyed and, well, it was just incredible.
He did notice that they were a bit scared, though. His first words were, "Peace be with you."
Yeah, the disciples were, as we said before, frightened of the Jewish leaders. And we get anxious about things as well. On your picture you've got in front of you, you can write or draw things that you might be anxious about. Maybe with all the things that are going on, petrol prices being so high, you're worried about money, whether you can get petrol for your car or whatever. It might be school, doing homework, all those sort of things.
It might actually be something else. Or at work.
Yeah,
at work. Look at this person, they're pretty scary.
Now, I was going to say that if you don't actually write anything down, you might be able to think of a symbol that shows it. Maybe, you know, you could do a face that goes, or happy hands, or all sorts of things. So don't feel restricted. It's your sheet. It's for you to remember. Yeah. It's not for anybody else.
It's for you to take home and use with God in your prayer time. It's not going to go on the wall or anything.
No.
Yeah, and if you want to just draw a box, and you know what's in that box, that's fine. Because it's your picture.
Don't worry, I'm not looking. I can't see that well from here. Next slide.
So, these disciples, when Jesus said, "Peace be with you," they probably didn't actually know what he was talking about yet.
Yeah, that's true. And if you forgive someone's sins, that he says they are forgiven. But if you don't, they're not forgiven. That's a huge responsibility, isn't it?
It is. And you know, I've always had rather a soft spot for Thomas. He's one of my heroes, really. He must have been really annoyed to have missed out. Mm. And then the other disciples, they were so pleased. "We have seen the Lord." And when he knew, and he'd seen Jesus be killed, he'd seen Jesus be put in the tomb, he knew he was dead.
And I don't blame him either, actually. He wanted proof because he knew it was impossible. Why do you think then that he wasn't with them?
Well, I don't know. Could have been on childcare duty. Could have been doing the dinner and it was his turn to do the washing up. Maybe he just had toothache and didn't want to come out.
Yeah.
But he was there the next week.
And Jesus said it again. "Peace be with you." He knows that this thing that they're doing is not easy.
And he breathed on them. That's the next bit of your picture. Jesus breathes into all those things that we're anxious about. So on your picture, just draw some arrows of Jesus breathing into your anxiety things. And imagine Jesus breathing into you.
Just give them a bit of space. Well, we're talking about spiritual things this morning, so maybe it's answering some of the questions.
Well, I did hear some of Richard's talk, and I thought his talk sort of went on to this as well. It all ties up. It's all a big thing.
Maybe it's meant to be. Anyway, the next week, they were still frightened. The doors were still locked, and Jesus turned up again. And again, he said, "Peace be with you." Nothing happened immediately, and they were still locking the door. But we do know from later stories that they did meet outside. And it's the same for us. Things don't change immediately. We have to give Jesus and the Holy Spirit time.
I think Thomas, he really must have had the surprise of his life. Jesus knew what he'd said in the week about not believing. And he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here where the nails were, and put your hand in my side where the soldier put the spear in." He knew that he was dead. Jesus said, "Stop doubting and believe." And Thomas sort of, he's just standing there, and this guy is telling him, "Stop doubting. I know what you were saying in the week. Believe." And he couldn't say, Thomas just stood there, he couldn't say anything else except, "My Lord and my God."
Yeah. Don't you wish that we could do that? We only know this as a story in the Bible. We can only read about it. Wouldn't it be so much easier if we could touch Jesus?
So Jesus knew that, and he gives us an extra blessing. He said, I've lost my place. He said, "Thomas believed because he saw Jesus, and blessed are those who believe without seeing." And that's us.
Yep. And John, who was there, and he was the one who wrote this this gospel message down for us all, he really wished that he could write more, because there was really so much more that he and the disciples had saw about Jesus. He could only write so much. Remember, at this time, they were all in danger from the Jewish leaders and those who wanted to destroy anything and anyone to do with Jesus. But he... that might be... I can't remember. But he wrote down enough so that we can believe in that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing we can have life in his name. But that's not the end of it, though.
No? How so?
We don't just sit back and say, "Well, that's me set up for life."
Uh-huh. I have a feeling maybe that this is the Holy Spirit bit.
Absolutely. Jesus said, "As my Father sent me, I am sending you." But sending's not a passive, just not a passive thing. Okay, I believe, that's my bit done, and it's an active thing, so I could actually just go, "Oh, that's it." But that's not what God wants.
Well, what if you're not very active? You know, you got... your knees are a bit creaky, and
that's me.
Our parents always say, "Don't talk to strangers." Mm. So, how do we know if we're being sent?
Well, I suppose actually it goes back to a question I was asked this morning. We have to keep our ears tuned to listening to God. He will sort it out. He will put us in the right place at the right time, and he may even come over and give us a nudge. We have to listen, though.
You mean I might end up standing here at the front of the church, do you?
Yeah, you might do. I don't know. I mean, it's a strange thing, isn't it? I think when I was in the police, I never imagined at first that I would ever be standing at the front of church talking about Jesus. But the Apostle Paul was also talking to people in Rome. And he said to them, "How can people believe if they've not heard?" So Jesus isn't a secret that we keep to ourselves. Jesus is for everyone, both in here, because there's still people searching, but also, importantly, outside of our building. So we need to listen to the Holy Spirit and stay safe. Imagine what it felt like to have Jesus breathe the Holy Spirit onto you.
And then that's some homework for you, really. Take your pictures home and then draw some more arrows going up from Jesus. We haven't done a Blue Peter type one for you, because it's going to be absolutely your picture. Where is he working for you? That's something to take home with you. Put into your prayer life. See what the Holy Spirit says to you. And then try not to say no.
That's not too easy.
That's the difficult bit. When I had to fill my application form in for being a reader,
yeah,
I was going on a holiday to the Isle of Wight. I took it with me to the Isle of Wight thinking, I'm not sure I'm going to fill this in. And there was a lady there, a lady vicar, and she said, I'll give you the stamp for it. So the Holy Spirit was working through her as well.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going
to. Well,
I
went to Northern Ireland on a mission, and we got there and we had our accommodation booked, and we walked to this bed and breakfast. And it turned out the three ladies who ran the bed and breakfast were Christians. And they were so pleased that people were coming to Northern Ireland to talk about Jesus, to their city, to Belfast and other places, that they said, how much are you paying for this accommodation? And we gave them, I can't remember now how much we paid. It wasn't that much anyway. But they said, well, we're not charging you, and you're having breakfast in the morning before you go out. God had been there before us.
You see, you just do not know what this Holy Spirit is going to get up to.
No.
Just be open to it.
Shall we pray?
Let's pray.
Lord, we ask you to bring your peace to us, to bless us with your presence through the Holy Spirit, and to encourage us, to lead us, to educate us, and to send us out with the words that you want us to say, with the things that you want us to do. And we ask all these things because you are God's precious Son. Amen.
Amen.